Hi, my name is Eric Whitaker. I'm a composer and a conductor, and here are my top five at 105 on WQXR. For number five, I had to start with the Kyrie from the Requiem by Mozart. I didn't read music or really know anything about classical music until I was 18 years old, and I joined the college choir at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on a whim, really just as a chance to meet girls. And the first piece that we sang was the Requiem by Mozart. And my entire life was changed in that very first rehearsal. It was as if I were hearing my real name, my true name, being spoken and sung over and over and over. And it's what led me not only to a life of composition and conducting, but of choral music especially. My favorite recording is Robert Shaw conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. And that was the legendary Robert Shaw conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, the Kyrie from the Requiem by Mozart. This is Eric Whitaker. I'm giving you my top five at 105 on WQXR. In the number four spot is the Morton Lauridsen Midwinter Songs, performed here by Polyphony under the direction of Stephen Layton. Morton Lauridsen was really my first and biggest influence as a choral composer. I just adored his music, and early on I was heavily, heavily influenced by everything that he was doing, from not only the close harmony of the voices, but his treatment of text. I found it so sensual and visceral. And this is the perfect recording to play, because then Polyphony, one of my favorite choirs in the world, and conducted by Stephen Layton, one of my favorite conductors in the world, it all just comes together. The perfect recording. That was Morten Lauritzen's Midwinter Songs, conducted there by Stephen Layton and his exceptional British choir, Polyphony. For the number three spot in my top five at 105 on WQXR is the Ravel String Quartet in F. There's so many things I love about this piece. First, I love that Ravel just wrote one string quartet, like Debussy, sort of this perfect little gem to the world and said, yes, there's that, I can do that, and then moved on to other things. More than that, I've taken from this quartet sort of an ethos. It's my style of writing for chorus and for strings when I'm writing for them, which is that every part is perfect. It's interesting and it has its own singing line, its own cadence, its own logic. Even within all of the counterpoint, it's just so graceful and subtle and delicate. This is the Ravel String Quartet in F, the first movement, performed here by the Emerson String Quartet. God, isn't that gorgeous? I could listen to that Ravel string quartet all day long. That was the Ravel string quartet in F, of course, his only quartet performed there by the Emerson String Quartet. This is Eric Whitaker. I'm a composer and a conductor, and this is my top five at 105 on WQXR. In the number two spot, I've chosen a piece of my own. This is a poem by Octavio Paz called A Boy and a Girl, originally in Spanish, but I set the English translation. This is a poem that I really lived with since I began composing in 1992. And I tried setting it then, and it was sort of a disaster. I don't think I understood the poem at all. Perhaps I was too young. I tried again in 1998 to set it, and it didn't go much better then. And finally, in 2002, I tried it for a third time, and somehow I think I was able to quiet myself enough just to hear the music that I think Octavio Paz had hidden underneath the words. And it was a strange experience. It felt less like composing and more like dusting off an old painting to find the color beneath. This is A Boy and a Girl, sung by the Eric Whitaker Singers.
Thank you.
That was A Boy and a Girl, a piece that I wrote in the year 2002 and performed by my own chorus, the Eric Whitaker Singers. This is Eric Whitaker. I'm giving you my top five at 105 on WQXR. And in the number one spot, this was an easy one, Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied by Bach. How to describe what this piece does for me. When I'm composing, it's not that I suffer. I don't want to think of myself as a romantic composer, you know, sitting with my quill and agonizing over every note. But it is a struggle for me, and I desperately want the piece to be perfect and beautiful, and it's a constant battle between forcing my will on the piece itself and letting go and being in the moment and dancing with the material as it comes back to me. And it's always a sort of sense of balance and peace that I'm trying to find while I'm composing. And I don't know what it is about this motet, but every time I listen to it, I feel perfect and pure joy. It just opens me up. I feel free and delighted and excited and that all is well with the world. And usually it's my go-to recording when I need about 20 minutes of sublime existence. This is Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
That was Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, Sing to the Lord a New Song by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed there by the incredible 16, Harry Christophers conducting. This is Eric Whitaker, and that's been my top five at 105 on WQXR. And just wanted to say what an honor and a pleasure it has been being here at the station and sharing just a few of these pieces with you during this time. I'm a big, big fan of WQXR. I listen to it all the time. Please go to their website and you can check out links to my music, but really find a whole universe of beautiful music, life-changing music. Thank you so much.